Track 14. Our second Past Lives feature is Norfolk's King of Norway. The hugely popular Norwegian king, Olav V, wasn't actually born in his chilly kingdom, as Margaret Brecknell discovers.
Such was the popularity of the former king of Norway, Olav V, who reigned from 1957 until his death in 1991, that in a poll to celebrate the centenary of the country's independence in 2005, he was named Norwegian of the Century. Norway's Folkekongen, the people's king, appeared to be so at one with his people that it is perhaps a surprise to learn that he was, in fact, born here in Norfolk. The story begins with another monarch, the future King of England, Edward VII, who was born 180 years ago in November 1841. On his marriage to Alexandra in 1863, Sandringham House was purchased for the couple to use as their principal country residence, and consequently their children were largely brought up in Norfolk. In July 1896, the couple's youngest daughter, Princess Maud, was married to her cousin, Prince Carl of Denmark, in the private chapel at Buckingham Palace. As a wedding gift, Edward presented the happy couple with Appleton House on the Sandringham estate. He wrote that he had given them a small house, their own country retreat. They will always have a pied-à-terre when they come over to England. The couple's new Norfolk home may have seemed modest by royal standards, but it was still a spacious property. Maud was particularly fond of Appleton House, describing it in 1899 as a perfect paradise. And she continued, "It all seems like a dream that we are here at last, that it is so beautiful and light. Every single room is so clean and fresh." In July 1903, the couple's only child, Prince Alexander of Denmark, was born there. As the grandson of King Edward VII and the great-grandson of the Danish king, Christian IX, the new baby seemed destined to enjoy a privileged life on the fringes of the royal circle, but it appeared unlikely that he would ever have to take centre stage. But all this changed just 2 years later when Norway decided to withdraw from its union with Sweden. No longer under the rule of the Swedish king, the Norwegians were now looking for a new monarch, and Carl, as a prince of Denmark, was considered the ideal candidate. Carl is said to have personally insisted on holding a referendum to establish whether the Norwegian people wished to retain the monarchy before accepting the role, and he later explained that, "I wanted to be sure that it was a people and not a party that wanted me to be king." A huge majority of voters opted for a new sovereign, and the following year, the King and Queen of Norway were formally crowned at Nidaros Cathedral in Trondheim. Haakon VII was carefully chosen as the new king's regnal name because of its long association with the Norwegian monarchy, dating back to medieval times. Similarly, the young Alexander, who now became heir to the throne, was given the title of Crown Prince Olaf. Despite this change in circumstances, Maud continued to make regular visits to Appleton House, particularly during the winter, as this enabled her to avoid the worst of the long, dark days back home in Norway. Olaf also returned to the country of his birth when in 1924 he came to study at Oxford University. He was already proving to be a talented all-round sportsman and would later win a gold medal in sailing at the 1928 Olympics. The family's connection with Appleton House ended with Maud's death in November 1938, after which it was agreed that the property should be returned to the British royal family. Olaf travelled to Norfolk for the sad task of saying farewell to its staff, who had so loyally looked after his mother there. For many years, the house remained empty, until it was finally demolished in 1984. With her death, Maud was at least spared the traumatic early days of World War II, when her husband and son tried desperately to resist the German occupation of Norway before eventually being compelled to flee to England during the summer of 1940. Olaf had wished to stay behind to oversee the country's opposition to the Nazis, but it was deemed too dangerous, and instead he and his father were left to act as a rallying point for Norwegian resistance from afar. Olaf became King of Norway upon the death of his father in September 1957. Immensely popular with his people, he once attributed his success to the fact that "I have chosen a certain openness, and I have the impression that people appreciate that." He never forgot his personal connection to Norfolk, reminiscing in later life about his mother's love for Appleton House. Indeed, as the longest surviving grandchild of King Edward VII, it may be said that Olaf's death in January 1991 ended the last direct link with British royalty's early years at Sandringham.